There.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Calmcast. Now, the first fucking episode of the Calmcast, because of my last podcast name fucking sucked. So, today we're going to be talking about why legal age should stay the same, and why, if you like lollies, you are a pedophile. We won't be talking about the second one, though. That's legit. Okay. So, do you want to start with the argument, or do you just want to talk about some shit before the argument starts?
I want you to talk about it first. I'm not good at openers.
Okay. So, you want to talk about the argument first, and okay. Dude?
Yes.
Are you fucking there?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to give your point of view on why it should stay the same? I mean, change, or do you want me to tell people why it should stay the same?
You go first.
Okay, here's why I think the fucking age of consent should stay the same. It's not about our fucking minds. It doesn't matter how fast our minds develop. Every generation will think they're old for the generation. It's just a fucking excuse for pedos to be like, oh yeah, he's really fucking cold for his fucking age, or good for his fucking age. It's just a fucking excuse. No one under the age of fucking 18 should be allowed to have fucking sex, because I think they're still going to, and I think that's fine. I just fucking mean the age of consent should stay at fucking 16 in some states. 16 at fucking most. At fucking most. That's the most I will allow you to fucking push that shit. But if it gets to fucking 14, you're legit making, not making, you're legit letting children have fucking sex. And now, here's why I think that's fucking fucked up. I think that just because our fucking brains are getting fucking developed quicker, which I don't even think that's true, I think we're all still fucking retired children, doesn't mean that we're going to be developing. I think our bodies are just at the same rate. I don't know how to explain it. We're fucking the same. And the fuck, I might have something else. You can give your point of view now.
So in my opinion, I don't think we should do it like people normally say when they say they should lower the age consent. But like in Japan, how the age consent is 13, but
14.
Yeah,
it's fucking 14.
Yeah, it's 14.
Fucking children having fucking sex.
No, that's not what I mean. But it's 14. But if you're over a 2-year gap with them, then it's legally not allowed until I think they're 16.
Yeah. I think that's fucking fine.
I think,
but I fucking don't. Well, let me explain why that's fine and why it's not. People are gonna keep fucking pushing that, like, we're 1 month fucking apart until it's like a fucking 21-year-old having sex with fucking 14-year-old. I just think the age of consent should stay 18 because our minds fully develop around then. It's not like a specific day. It could take like fucking a few years longer, but still, at least most people develop at that rate. But when you make it 14 or fucking 16, you're pushing the rate at which people develop, which is pretty fucked up. It's like, oh yeah, well fucking this 14-year-old's fucking self-sustained. It has a fucking house and a job, but this one still fucking sleeps with his mom. Like, it's not the fucking same. Some people haven't even hit puberty at 14. I can name fucking a bunch of people who haven't hit puberty at fucking 14.
Now, in my opinion, while I could understand that, I'm, like, legally not talking about Japan. Like, I think the legal age of consent should be 15, but only people within 2 years of that age. So 15-year-olds can date 17-year-olds. But 15-year-olds can't date.
I think that would be no. Dating is not my problem. You can fucking date.
Dating doesn't say like that. I mean, like having intercourse like that. There should be like a 2-year gap.
Can you not fucking swear or some shit? Can you not like say fuck take one?
No, I'm just trying to make it professional.
Nigga, we don't have to keep this shit professional. I said like the N-word 20 times.
That's just how I'm gonna be. So like I should say they should be able to, like, 15-year-olds and 17. Yeah, 15-year-olds and 17-year-olds, but they can't do it with 18-year-olds.
Okay, here's my problem. Pedos will just keep going like, well, he's 18 and she's 16. Her brain's not fully the bell, which I think is fucking true. I think that's fine, but I think it's at least developed enough to understand, oh yeah, this man's 2 years older than me, but I still enjoy their company, enjoy the stuff they do, and I think if we had a family, it would be fine. My problem is with how pedos are going to be like, he's an adult and she's a teenager, that's fucked up, how they can have sex. Well, I can't have sex with 13-year-old lollies from fucking hentai.
Now,
like, no, it's two different things.
Now, in my opinion, if pedos are even saying that in the first place, would it really even matter?
They fucking
they're going to be weirdos either way. Like,
in Japan, people make that excuse all the fucking time. There's a fucking YouTuber out of about shit
like
that.
In my opinion, like, I think. Even if you make it legal or illegal, kids are going to be kids. They're going to do whatever they want. I'm not even talking.
Yeah, that's not my problem.
I'm not even.
That's not what I'm
yeah,
saying.
That's not what I meant.
I'm saying if it's legal, then kids. Fucking. Let me explain this. If it's legal, adults are going to be like, oh, 14 and I'm 21. It's still legal, so I don't care. I don't care about your stupid fucking rules, mom and dad, even though your child still lives with you. Yep. We're in love. We're gonna
that
go
would
fuck.
Be illegal. I mean, like, you can't, like, if you're over 18, you can't date anyone in that group. To be able to date anyone over that age, over the 2 year gap, I would say you would have to be like 17. 17 year olds can date anyone
okay.
as long as they want.
That's where it fucks up. I'll start flipping out. Because then it's like, well, he's fucking 17 and he's fucking in college. So he's pretty mature for his fucking age. So how come I can't fuck this hot 16-year-old bitch? Okay, that's what I think pedos would fucking do. And that shit would just piss off me. It would piss off most people with fucking brains. And I wouldn't want to have children. I already fucking don't. I wanted to adopt because of you. Fucking shit. But that's not my problem. My fucking problem is with pedos just bending the fucking rules. And now, I get that's like a fucking small amount of shit, but like, I mean,
well,
fucking pedos, like, yeah.
In my opinion, they couldn't really bend the rules. If they bend the rules, they're gonna get arrested. Like, in my opinion,
that's not what I mean. I mean that they bend the rules and like make the law like think like that.
Well,
not even like think a little like that. Just be like, oh well, yeah, I guess you're fucking right. Like I know that most likely won't happen, but no one are fucking legal. Because Trump's in fucking office, and Trump wants to fucking date his daughter, so he probably would want that. He probably wants
well,
to live in.
That's not how it works. Family. You see,
I don't care.
You see when a bill or anything is passed on. The Trump,
okay.
I mean, like, the president is only able to veto it. Like, they can stop the bill from passing. I know, I'm just saying
that.
And, like, in my opinion, like, 15, by 15 years old, you're, that means you're a sophomore, right? You already know it's happening. Like, I hate.
You're, like, ninth grade. It's, like, your first year in fucking high school, take one. I
no,
think you know this much because, yes, it fucking is. Think about it. You're about to turn in eighth grade next year, right? So in eighth
yeah.
grade, you'll be 14, and then grade 9 is your first year of high school. So you'll be a freshman, a senior, not a senior, a freshman. I forget what they're called, but you like a junior. I don't know what they're fucking called.
Well,
but you'd be able.
Here's the thing, though. By the time I'm 14, which is in March of next year. Eighth grade starts the same year in ninth grade, and that would basically be a freshman about to be a sophomore.
Yeah, but my birthday's in October, and that's like the first fucking month. So of course I'm going to base it off. I don't know the first year, not the fucking last. That makes more sense than being like, oh well, I age differently because I'm fucking leap year, and oh, if you have
and,
sexual. You're fucking 4 year old.
And anyways, it's already kind of mute in the end anyways, because 15-year-olds and 17-year-olds, that's really not that big of a difference, to be honest. And even
I just don't want it to be a law. I know kids will still be kids. I just don't want it to be a law. So pedos can, like, fuck with the fucking with them more than they already do.
Well, I mean, most...
Macy's friends with the fucking Bushes or it's fucking pedophile. I just don't like those types of people in office as much as they fucking are.
Well, I mean...
People.
The legal age has already been pushed to be changed before, down to a drastic number by those types of people in Congress, but it always gets vetoed, or it gets okay. or it gets outvoted.
Exactly, that's good.
But if you were talking about just lowering it a slight amount, after that, most people wouldn't be weary to do it because they know if they tried to lower it to a point where it'd be concerning, that would ruin their reputation as a congressman or congresswoman. And that's why most people...
They're still going to try it because they'd get at least some fucking votes.
They'd get some, but in the end, even if that were to happen, changing legal age lower or higher, if a pedo wanted, it could still shoot from 18 down to 13. It wouldn't make much of a difference if it shot from 16 to 13.
Hey, come on. I think that children should be allowed to have sex. I'm not saying they shouldn't. I just think it shouldn't be a law. Oh, like, dude, I can name a bunch of people who have had sex at fucking 12. I'm not going to fucking expose them. But still. Like,
yeah. But, like, in my opinion, 15, it feels like the perfect point for 15-year-olds and, like, 17-year-olds because they're still high school.
Explain what the consent age is. It's the age where you can give explicit consent, which you can't, like, have a two-year gap because that doesn't make a consent age. It's like, oh, yeah, if you're this many years apart, you can have sex. That's not what I mean. A consent age is when you can give full consent to have sexual relations with someone like 18 or fucking 30. So that's why I don't think it should be changed, because that wouldn't be changing the consent age. Well, I mean, that wouldn't... And what you're thinking about wouldn't be changing the consent age. It would be making it so children could have sex with their children, which they're already doing.
Well, not children, they're but teenagers.
Just people don't give shits and don't report to the police, because I doubt the police would give shits.
Well, not really children, but, like, those are more like teenagers. But, like, in my opinion, if they were to make, like, if they were to make, like, a consent age, I'd say 17 would be perfect. I think 16, in my opinion, is too young, at least for me, because you're still in high school and you're still a teenager.
And that just said 16.
No, I said 17. 17 should be the age where you can have it with anyone. But 15 should be the secondary age with, like, restrictions. Like, you can only have a two-year gap in between
like fucking driver's license now. Oh, you can get the fucking thing. There's just restrictions. No hand stuff. No full. No,
that's
anal.
Not what I mean.
You need to use a condom.
No. That's not what I mean. I mean, like, when you're 15 years old, you have the age of consent. But you can only consent to people up to two years older than you. After
that's not a consent, like thing, which is what we were talking about. That's just like I am agreeing with you on letting children have sex with their children.
But like, honestly, though, if there was gonna be a consent age, most of the time, 17 and 16 isn't that big of a difference. And, like, I think there should be some technical...
I didn't say what.
I know. But, like, I think there's... Even if they did make it, like, 17 or 16 as a normal consent age, I think there should be some technicalities if they were to make it, like...
We're going to talk about what's normal.
No, I don't... Okay. I don't mean like that. I mean, like, if you're seven... If a 17-year-old... If a 17-year-old wants to date, like a 20-year-old, I guess. But they're a 16-year-old...
Bro. Yeah. Sorry.
But they're like a 16-year-old, like 4 months away from being 17. I say it should be allowed. Like, it should be like a gray area.
I don't think gray areas are a good thing to take on, because if there's gray areas, there's things pedos can use to get ahead of the game.
Yeah, that's like not what I mean. Like, if you're four, like, I think the limit should be like if you're 3 months away from being 17, you should you're legally considered the consent age, but the normal consent age is just 17. It's like a safety net if you don't want to wait 3 months. I mean, either, because okay. I mean, to be honest, 18, even as people try to make it seem like they're grown, they're still basically just children, except, wow, look at that. Now I got to pay taxes and I'm depressed.
Everyone's depressed, Taekwon. Don't act like just 18 year olds. Jesus.
It hits the hardest at 18.
What?
It hits the hardest at 18, though.
No, it's fucking not.
Well, at least for most people, because they got to worry about college and crap.
Really members at the age of 18. I'm sorry, but a lot more shit happens when you're a child. You get fucking easily scarred. I don't care how fucking hard work is. If your fucking dad's a beating and abusing you at the age of fucking 18, you can just report him to the fucking
cops. That's mostly just like what ifs. It isn't sure to happen. At 18, you're assured you got to pay taxes. And there's a really, really high likelihood you're gonna be in a lot of debt very soon from going to college. Because if you're not going to college, you're the minority, not like the general. Even how most people, they don't fully complete that. Like the
it's not even worth as much as it used to be.
It's a scam.
So I don't think getting college is what
most people nowadays they'll go through their college degrees and they'll either drop out or they can't afford it anymore.
That's not what I was saying. I was saying it's not worth as much as it was before. I'd say it's still worth it. I'd say it's still worth it. It's not worth it. You can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll lower job each time, so it's not even worth it. Like you get. Oh yeah. Well, we can talk about. I'm. Was like, we were talking about consent age. Let's get back on topic. It's my fucking podcast. This podcast, we talk about whatever the fuck we want.
All right, so we were talking about how, like 18 and...
No, it's fine. Talk about whatever the fuck you want, bro. It's my podcast.
All right, I'm just trying to, like... All right, so we were talking about before about how 18 and 16, or I guess I bring up the point, how 18-year-olds are just like 16-year-olds, except they have to pay for college. So yeah, I think the consent age should be 17, but if you're 3 months before 17, it's legally allowed. That's what I think the consent age is to be, and considering like secondaries and exceptions, 15-year-olds should have like a 2-year gap, and it's legally allowed. And I know we're talking about consent. I'm just bringing up a second legal option, which would make it a lot more fair. Because let's be honest, if the kids are gonna do it anyways in high school, matter of fact, even late into middle school. So if they're gonna, it might as well be a lot safer.
A bunch of kids have sex in fucking elementary school.
I know, like
nowadays,
and even younger than that, like. How kids in early middle school do it like 11-year-olds and 12-year-olds. I'd say it shouldn't be legalized, but it should be decriminalized.
Like, well, then that's legalized.
No, legalized is when there's no laws against it. Decriminalized is when you just don't get arrested for it. Like you could still get suspended, I think, or like. You have to take some type of like.
Why would you get suspended for something you're doing outside of school?
No, I don't mean outside of school. I don't mean like outside of school. But you know how some kids are like extremely stupid. They do it in school. Trust me. I know it sounds stupid, but some kids are that dumb.
I've heard about that time that guy gave a fucking not guy that girl gave a fucking blowjob at our school. At your school, I mean. We don't go to the same school.
Yeah. So yeah. So like,
y'all want to talk about how I got expelled?
No. We could bring that up in our podcast. I'll take too long, and I don't want to like dread off too much. Let's just
I talked a bit about it. Fucking yesterday.
We gotta tease it, bro. That's how we get them viewers, bro. Let me tell y'all this right now. If anyone is listening to this podcast, if you don't watch the second part, I'm gonna come to your house. I'm gonna slap you. I'm not joking.
Wait, so you're gonna come on again?
Yeah.
So are you a co-host or a guest star then?
I guess co-host. I guess.
Okay, I'll opt for that because I can never get a co-host except for fucking Landon. I did one podcast. I couldn't even get Landon to show up half the fucking time. At least you seem more reliable because at least I could fucking force you to do it.
It's not that I don't want to do it. It's just I always find it awkward discussing a podcast when literally everyone can hear me.
Why the fuck's it awkward? It's
Because I'm
my
talking
fucking
about
show.
consent.
Why is it weird? We're just talking about fucking consent,
I
dude.
don't
It's not
know.
like it's a heated argument, like who's best girl in ReZero, which is Rem, obviously.
Yeah, we both agree on that, Rem. It's just me.
Yeah, I just mean it's not like a heated argument as much as we actually have.
Yeah, this feels
It's
more
just a pretty.
organized.
Yeah, it just feels like cool compared. Well, like this seems a little like the calmest we can be because we're like talking to the viewers, even though we have none. It's still like, oh, it's like calmer than like most fucking conversations we
But
have. If you're watching this is like the most fucking nice we'll ever be. If you meet us in person, we will fucking scream at your fucking head.
like in my opinion, that I'd say these viewers are gonna be a little bit disappointing because they're like, wow, what a bunch of faggots. They basically came up with the same opinion. They only brought up slightly different points. But I mean, hey, if you're still watching this far, hey, why do you
If you're
even care?
watching a podcast about with 2 13-year-olds, I don't think you're the main person to be watching us in the first place, you fucking cunt. I think you're a fucking retard.
Like,
You should go fucking. Yeah, I'm saying our viewers are retards, take one. You wanna fight me?
No, I don't mean like that. I mean, like, you know how, back onto the point before we end the podcast?
Dick.
Like, you know how I said about, like, decriminalization? So, like, I feel like if they, like, do it on, like, near or around school premises, they should get, like, suspended for it. I mean, that's kind of obvious. That's kind of disgusting.
Bring up near school premises. The fuck? Like, that's not their jurisdiction. If you're having sex near school premises,
No, no, that's not what I mean. You know how, like, they own a plot of land in most schools, like a district? Yeah, like, on the plot of land that they own, I'd say that's near it. The school is, like, the actual school. That's at least my technicality. I might be wrong. I'm stupid. But, yeah.
I think you're fine. I think you're fucking fine. And if you're not, then fuck you, viewer who pointed that out. You can literally not look my mom because you're a fucking pedophile virgin cunt.
So, like, back onto it, by decriminalize, I think if you get caught doing it, you should just be like,
you should get expelled.
No,
that's like several crimes at once.
No, no,
that's
no.
Indecent exposure. That's like several crimes at once.
No, I mean, if you get like caught doing it outside of school, I think you should just be forced to take like some awkward sex ed class that's like 2 days long or something.
Bro, I think that's worse than getting fucking expelled, because at least it expelled, you don't have to talk about I got caught having sex.
I guess not like a physical one, but like an online one. I guess you have to take it for like an like two like 2 or 3 hours in total or something.
Every kid knows about fucking sex. Every
I know,
kid knows about,
but you know,
making kids take a fucking class about sex. It's just making them learn more shit. Did you know if you do missionary, you get pregnant easier? That's why you shouldn't do missionary, kids. Did you know that anal feels really good if you fucking do the two clap snap and you fucking fuck her in dick hole?
No, 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 no. I don't mean like that. But you know, if the government decriminalizes, they would have to come up with some like little slap on the wrist, or else they'd look weird.
Yeah, but you know they probably won't too, which is why it's fucking more funny.
But yeah, just like making them do like a mandatory class for that. And like in my opinion, there should be like more ease of access, like free access, like birth control. In my opinion, that's the one big problem. That's why there's so many teen pregnancies. In fact,
I don't think birth control is hard to get. I think condoms cost a little bit.
Yeah, it's not that.
No, dude, I don't think we should be giving out fucking birth control. If you can't afford birth control, don't have fucking sex.
No, I don't mean like that. I just mean, like, I say birth control, I just mean, like, any, like, contraptions, like, condoms and all that. I just say birth control is, like, a blanket term. Because there's also female condoms.
I can. Okay, the females don't have to take fucking pills if the men can wear a fucking condom. If your man refuses to wear a condom, then don't have sex with him. Cheat on him.
I know, but
him.
Like, I don't mean like that. I mean like if your parents don't want to drive you, like, female and male condoms. That's what I mean.
If your parents won't pay for your fucking birth control. They'll pay for your fucking grandchildren.
No, I don't mean like. No, I don't mean like that.
Why do you laugh at that? I'm not fucking joking.
I know, it's just funny, but in my opinion, like,
was it really that funny?
Yeah, to me, I don't know why. It just came out of nowhere, but
it didn't come out of nowhere. You're the one who brought it up, so it came out of somewhere, obviously.
True. But female or male ones, they should be free, like the condoms.
Condoms are like fucking free.
No, but that's not what I mean.
You can buy them for like 25 cents, and some condom packs cost like $5, and you'll get like 100.
It should be.
To fucking make children pay for fucking condoms.
It should be like an anonymous thing, like at the start of like every supermarket or pharmacy or like at a school or something. They should have like a tablet that like
in West Virginia. I went to a bathroom and they had a condom dispenser. They can make it more anonymous. You go in, take a piss, buy a condom, go out, go fuck your mom.
I know, but
you don't support incest here at the Comcast.
I know, but like make it so whenever you get into like a school bathroom or like a school bathroom.
What?
Or like a pharmacist bathroom or like a Walmart bathroom. There should be like
the fucking retarded moms are gonna be like, you're promoting sex to children, even though they give out condoms in sex ed class. It's just fucking most children aren't snitches and actually want laid.
Yeah, and like you can just grab one from there, but there's like a little I guess like label or something. I don't know. You have to like sign like a little slip that pops out whenever you take one. You just you sign it. There's like a little camera directly pointing on it with no audio, only facing the thing. You sign it and then you just walk out.
Okay. Imagine a teacher's abusing a child. He walks into the restroom, buys a condom, rapes her, and then walks out.
That would just be messed up. Oh my god. Well, now that I think about it, it shouldn't like be directly in the bathroom, but like whenever you.
I wonder why.
Whenever it's just, like
be outside the bathroom.
There should be like, no, like the dispenser for them should be in there, but every time you take one out, there's a sensor, and if you don't show your little slip to the camera, that's right on it, meant for it, then you get detected. You don't get arrested for it, but they like check on you.
He's talking about. Please tell me because he's gone so far off to topic. He's fucking confusing me.
No, I mean like. Whenever you go in to grab one from the dispensary, there's like a little sensor telling a machine that one was removed. You get what I'm saying? Like a condom.
So they're free.
Yeah, they're free.
I think they should at least be 10 cents because you know how expensive it is to fucking work with one of those things, right?
I guess like 5 or 10 cents would be fine. And if any stores want to offer charitableness, they can make it free.
Like, dude, I think that would be a good idea for schools to make money too, because for some reason schools are always fucking broke, even though they don't pay their fucking.
Well, no,
it's like,
I guess they could. Schools can make it like, I guess pharmacies can make it free because most pharmacies are like funded by the state and by taxes, but stores are a private thing. So they should be like forced to put it in there, but they can just charge as much as they want, but they can't go over like 50 cents or something.
Bro, 50 cents is insane for a fucking condom. You can buy like 100 fucking condoms for like a fucking $5. They'd be making mad profit off 50 fucking cents.
Well, I guess like 30 cents or something to make it the max limit you can make it or something. Okay.
Max, maybe, if it's Trojan. But, like, people who have to buy condoms that are Trojan don't use condoms. If you take a Trojan, you don't need a condom.
But, like...
Pay child support because you're black.
I mean, I guess so, but, like, it should make it so whenever you try to take one out, like, you click a little button, a little sensor goes off, and it goes into, like, it sends a little signal to a computer that's the same for, like, the same thing that they use for, like, I guess, like, printing out the money when you're at, like, a store and they scan the items. That has... I think
men should always be the one to have the condom, too. If your girl has a condom, then it's, like, a 50-50 chance. I'm not saying she's going to poke a hole inside it. It's just happened so many times I wouldn't trust
her. True that, but, like, actually, a sensor would be too complex. Like, it should just be, like, there's a tiny little camera whenever you grab it, and it's like sees who you are, and you have to sign a little slip that pops out, and then you just
why would you have to sign a slip to buy a condom?
So they're not giving it to like 9-year-olds or something. I don't know.
Why is signing a slip make? It's so 9-year-olds can't buy condoms. It doesn't make sense.
Like, no, I mean, like, inside, because, you know, I said it would be free and discreet. Like, you go, like, actually, now that I think about it, if they're going to do it either way, they might as well do protect it. So, screw the slip, just make it so that there's a little dispensary inside bathrooms.
If it's anonymous, I don't think they care who's buying it, as long as they make
it. True. It
should be like, oh, yeah, we didn't know how it was, but at least he's using, at least doing safe sex and not.
I know, that's my point. Like, yeah, just have little dispensaries in, like, bathrooms, but make it so pharmacies have to charge it.
You sold a condom to a fucking 9-year-old. At least he's practicing safe sex.
But, like, make it so, like, pharmacies are forced to make it free because pharmacies are, like, paid in by taxes. So a condom is way cheaper than like actual medicine.
They want to make more money off it.
Yeah, but like every other place, like a supermarket, a school, I guess they could charge. Actually, no, schools are funded, so I guess like make it everywhere free because there's already some there. Like if you're so broke, you gotta grab like a condom from a bathroom in a dispensary.
Bruh. Have y'all used a Snickers bar condom?
No.
It works like a charm, bro. My girls, like... I'm like, one sec, I'm not myself. When I'm hungry, I put it on as my girl is drenched.
What girl? I'm just playing.
That's the dumbest joke ever.
But okay, so we've already discussed most of the points. Just to summarize it, we discussed the legal age.
We discussed why women shouldn't be allowed to have sex.
No, that is an edgy Maymay podcast, and on this Christian podcast server, you know that I support our Lord and Savior, Lord T'Chanka. I know, but I don't want to denounce our Lord and Savior, Lord T'Chanka.
Bro, fuck Landon.
Why?
That's his name on the fucking thing. His fucking podcast name is Lord T'Chanka.
Well, I'm talking about Lord T'Chanka, the character from Rainbow Six Siege, just so you guys know. That is my religion.
Who didn't do shit, except just...
All right, we don't want
to... Oh, yeah, I'm so upset Monkey Jones voted for Trump. Oh, yeah, I'm so fucking... drenched and fucking pissed. Even though I'm 9 years old and can't vote. Fuck you, Landon. I'll vote for fucking Trump when I grow up just to fucking piss you off, you motherfucker.
Alright, so now that we've discussed all the main points, for everyone that wants to end the podcast right here because we're done with the big segments, you can stop watching right now.
Allow Zone, Tayshawn.
So for now we're just gonna discuss like quick topics. We could probably do this for the next like 2 or 3 more minutes. And I think I should start off the topic. Okay, we're gonna be discussing.
We only talked about one topic.
We talked about condoms. We talked about the legal age.
I guess. Okay.
So
You
like,
want to...
we're gonna
Okay.
rate stuff. Like, I'm gonna give you food, and you gotta tell me what you rate it, and why'd you rate it that. It's something stupid if you want to stay till the end of this podcast. If you're still here, you're kind of a fag. All right,
You know
so.
what? I watched an episode of one of my favorite podcasts today, Pork Chatter by Sriracha and Asterios, and that was really good, and they ranked food. So let's do that. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so I'll give you an example. Starburst Wrapped. What do you rate them and why?
Okay, Starburst wraps or Starbursts that are in the wraps?
OG Starburst.
I've never had OG Starburst.
You know, just the Starburst with the wrappers on them?
Yeah.
Yeah, those ones.
Are there different types of Starbursts?
Yeah, there's unwrapped Starbursts, which are already unwrapped.
Need an unwrapped Starburst. What game of the fucker can't unwrap a fucking Starburst?
I
I'm
don't know.
saying.
They're just like tiny or chewier Starbursts. I like the original ones better, though.
It depends what flavor.
The whole packet.
Are we talking about all flavors?
Yeah, all flavors, like the general experience. Like, what do you rate a Starburst?
Okay. I
Well,
think
out of five
Starburst is
stars.
more balanced than Skittles. And Skittles are like one of my favorite fucking snacks because they're bite-sized. But here's my problem with Starbursts. Starbursts are fucking chewy as hell. And if those shit get stuck on your fucking teeth, good luck. You're gonna need to fucking buy shit for your teeth. I forget what they're called. But I would still rate them around a 6 to maybe a 7, a 6.9 out of 10. Not a 7, but almost.
All right, now you asked me about a food and how I rate it and why.
What would you rate Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Now, since I am a half black, my heritage forces me to say that it is a 20 out of 10. Why? It was a godsend on this earth. Okay, for real though, I'd rate. Okay, for real though, depending on the type of fried chicken, like if the fried chicken.
I specifically said Kentucky Fried.
You mean from KFC? From KFC, I'd rate that about I'd say a 8.25 out of 10. Like, in my opinion, the juiciness is just right, and it feels extremely filling when you.
Juiciness, Jew.
Yeah, it's like really crispy, and it really fills up your stomach, especially when you're a broken nigga like me, and you can't get rich man's fried chicken, which is like just from people who can actually cook, but like, yeah. The only real downsides to it is that it makes your fingers greasy, and sometimes when you're eating it, like a piece of like the fried part gets in your teeth, but you just like lick it off. It's really not that hard.
When that shit gets in your teeth, all it gives him me a fucking erection, dude.
All right, so we're done with the food section. So, do you have any last words to say?
Nigga, I'm the host. I'm the one who asked that. Co-host, do you have any last words before I fucking kill you?
So yes, I was originally planning on just being a guest star, but I'm gonna be a co-host now, so that's about it.
You like what I'm doing with this show?
Yes.
Thank you. You're fired. Goodbye. No, I'm joking. imagine. Okay. Well, signing off, and don't forget.
And don't.
And signing off. It is Memes McBoneless and Tay Brooks.
We
Good
out,
night.
nigga.